Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Heroes podcast, where we sit and talk and talk and sit and talk about games. Welcome to our show. We hope
sure you
enjoy
want to go
it.
With that take.
Easy listening. Welcome to
it's actually,
easy
it's
listening.
Actually one of his better ones, frankly.
Welcome to Nathan on the Quiet Storm.
God, there's a quiet storm going on in my pants.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
It's better than
Pipe Dreams. Organ playing all night long here on Pipe Dreams.
I'm sorry.
Again, welcome to Delicious
Nathan Podcast.
Got your organ playing right here.
That's an actual show here in Knoxville.
How do you play your organ?
Tonight on How to Get Your Grandmother Drunk.
It's touching the keys and making certain you get enough air in all the pipes.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that.
How many pipes are there?
Now we're going to move on.
There's so many pipes all together, almost packed on top of one another.
Hey, we're moving on to our next segment called Lubin' the Pipe.
I usually can't find that many pipes unless you're in a church. Okay. So,
that's a 5-star segment.
Speaking of playing with your organ. Oh, boy.
So, we do need a couple of cymbals. Just
it's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night because I'm gaming with my friends. Most of them.
Well, nobody
the ones
said
I really
job
care
yet.
About are here.
Never going to make it to the game.
But we're playing a game. Yeah, trust me. We're playing a game. We're playing Dragonbane in this episode
10.2.
Yeah. Or version 2 or take 2. There is another episode 10, and if you're super lucky, we may let you listen to it sometime.
We're forbidden by law from playing it in 132 countries.
Yeah.
How many countries are there?
More than that.
North Korea sent it. They said they didn't want that.
Germany has a very low bar. They'll play it just fine.
Right. I tell you, if it wasn't for physics,
they can't. We mentioned Nazis at one point.
We'd be unstoppable.
I make several Nazi jokes, but I usually take them out.
Usually it's about punching them, though.
Yeah. Well, that's the only justifiable way to treat a Nazi. We're playing Dragonbane, and we're about to get slaughtered by a bunch of skeletons.
Malcolm's in a really bad mood,
and he hates us.
Malcolm's like, it's not the skeletons that are going to kill you.
Salt me. But on that note, we're going to pass things over to my best friend, Malcolm.
Will.
What now?
I thought Malcolm was my best friend.
Listen, I'm going to die anyway. He's got his little notebook, and I know the ratings, so I know who's going first.
You keep talking, you're falling in this grudging book. Once again, he's back
He just keeps circling Sean's name again.
Where's the red pen?
Today in the top 93 spots, Sean.
So let's, I guess we'll start off with where we left off.
Yes.
As we last left our adventurers, as we'll call them, they were in the tower of Vindgard, along the shores of the Lake Ebenhosla, seeking to try and recover Sigma's Enigma, a book written by Sigmund Deepsighted, a scholar who specialized in the gathering and analyzing of mysteries, in some cases dispelling them. They had found clues on a skeleton that apparently a certain mage by the name of Cavargo the Mysterious was in pursuit of this volume, and it was nearby. And they decided to join the hunt themselves to figure out what's going on. After going through the dark wood and out of the Iron Forest into this small clearing around this black lake known as Ebenhostra, they found the tower within this gnarled sort of crosp of trees, and having woven their way through the trees and the roots, they found an entrance and entered the building. The tower was, as Dane had remembered as far as from history, incomplete. It was never finished, and so only the stairs on the outer, the spiraling stairs in the outer wall, was all that ascended into the tower. As far as going down, there was simply a hatch sealing off any door transgressing into the undercroft. A pool of water covered most of the floor, and trees had grown inside the tower, even to the point that some were actually sticking out of the upper windows. Looking for clues and searching the area, the party found evidence that apparently someone had been there ever recently, and it appears they were cultists. A Sothmog.
The Demon Lord.
But no sign of the people who had left the mark there. Becoming wary, the party moved to what we'll call basically defensive positions throughout the tower as best they could, some sitting on the upper stair platforms, others taking positions in the room and watching and waiting as the sun began to slowly set. And then a door in the floor slid open. The water began to drain, not completely, but a good portion of it. And through the aperture down below stepped a skeleton. And that is where we stopped. Because two of our adventurers were waiting, watching that particular door for any particular activity, that will be Quiverwing and Siggy, they will have surprise this round. That means that for initiative, they will choose their initiative card they wish to use, and then we will deal out the rest accordingly.
Quiverwing was one.
If there's any, if there's anybody in the addendums, please let me know. I'm sorry.
I don't think I got one, did I?
You were on the stairs behind us, so you hadn't
protecting,
come down.
Protecting the rear, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, if you would draw a card for me, sir.
Yeah. So what cards do you two who have surprised this round on that particular on the enemies want?
Yeah. Quiverwing was one, and I'm
so
two.
So you have one, and you are taking two. Okay. I'll randomly shuffle and go down the line for the rest of the party.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have used this doom deck.
Well, the doom deck has it as follows.
Nathan, you're a 92.
Balor, 4.
Oh, okay.
Dane, 3.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Whoa, good. Wow. Good job.
It's very odd. Not liking this.
Your plan to kill us all will fail.
Reigns, 15.
Eight will fail. Close to 10.
Brains, 7.
Damn.
And for undead friends rising up from below. I guess I should do one for Karim, I guess. I'm sorry. And for Karim, 6. Goodness, this is not. And for our skeletal friends from below, they will be going on 5. At this point in time, if you wish to try and trade your or switch your initiatives with another individual or another active member, that doesn't necessarily mean you're a member of a party, that can be switched with the opponent as well. This is the time now to do so. It can only be someone who is coming after you in the run.
Does anyone want to go before me? Because I have a bow, so
No, I want to go after them hammer, because so. This way I hopefully I can evade them.
Okay.
So we keep saying them. Do we see more than one?
Yeah, you saw, I mean, basically you saw the one fully emerged up and you can see another one following quickly thereafter.
Okay. All right.
So we know there's at least two.
There's at least two, and the stairs can hold, you know, maybe two a stride, but they're sort of, they seem to be staggered as far as rising up from below.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do the very, very, well, does this count as indoors?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no roof.
There is no roof. So if you're calling down something like lightning, then yeah. No.
Okay.
It would not be.
Good, because that would double the cost of the spell.
But wait, it is. There is, though.
There's a magical tarpaulin.
There's a couple of sconces that have a little, I mean.
And you have a Faraday cage around you.
And there's a the decorative Faraday cage that you thought was vines is actually a roof, so yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
it should be. I am certain of it. Okay, no, I am burning. First of all, I am really angry. Be fuck you! Don't even have any muscles! And then, I am jumping in with my lightning. Not on the first target, but on the second target. The one that's behind the first guy. Thinking that I might be able to do damage to the randomly hit targets twice.
Okay, and which spell are you using?
Lightning Flash.
Very well.
With full three levels poured into it.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm burning three willpower for my my duck thing where I get angry and I get a boon on my attack roll.
So just being?
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Let me double check that. I think there was a question as to
he's not a Canada goose.
Hold on a second.
Canada goose. So for a mallard, it is your ill-tempered.
Yeah, it's called ill-tempered, but I'm seeming to remember that there was an issue. It might not be able to use it on.
This ability cannot be used
for rules against intelligence or intelligence-based skills, which yes. Of course they are.
Yes.
All right, so I won't burn that one, but I will burn the full 3 points on the other one. Without a boon, I will roll my attack roll using animism as soon as I find a d20. There's one.
And here's the question I have to ask.
Yeah.
Where are you in the building?
I was like on the bottom of the stairs that lead to the hole in the floor.
All right. Because, yeah, you need to be within like 2 meters of them, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right.
That
doesn't make any sense.
No.
You need to be within 30 meters of them.
Yeah,
danger close. Meters
danger close. But the random hit is against... Yeah, the random extra hit could be against somebody who's within 2 meters.
Okay.
Right. But there aren't any friends within 2 meters, right?
No.
Okay, all right. So that was another reason why I was doing the second guy in line.
Okay.
I rolled a 9. So that will hit quite well. This is dodgeable if they so choose to do so.
If they so choose to do so.
Right.
And there's one thing we know about skeletons. They're very spry.
And then the other one is... So theoretically, the second one, randomly, whichever you want it to be, the one that's in front or the one behind, totally up to you.
Okay, I'll say the one behind.
Okay. So you tell me if I'm doing damage or not. I don't know if I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am? Okay, so the first one, the one that got the full blast, takes 19 points of damage on 4d6.
Yeah. Which is... Jesus.
And the second one takes 14 points of damage?
No, it doesn't. The second one takes...
The initial target, I mean.
The initial target takes 19 points of damage.
Okay, and that was the second guy in line, correct?
That was the second guy in line, correct.
Okay.
I'll roll 3 and then an extra one here. 12. 12 points.
Okay.
I rolled really well on the damage.
With a brilliant flash and the thunder that rips through the entire tower, the bolts streak from the sky and cascade down the stairway. You only see the one that's immediately visible,
who gets struck first and literally is disintegrated by the energy's power. There's bone fragments fly everywhere, and then more shoot up from below as the lightning finishes its journey.
Oh, fun. Okay, I'm done.
You have
that's
one action?
It?
All right, then I'll step out of the way in case somebody else needs to traverse the steps. How about that? I don't want to be a barrier to somebody. With my free action, that's what I'll do.
Very well. Guardian of the Night Sky, it's your turn.
Well, what am I supposed to hit?
Well, he hit the second person. There's still the first person in line.
Okay.
The first skeleton in line is still there. It went over his head, got him, and whoever was behind him apparently got completely just you know,
found the bones. Okay, yes, I will then shoot at the first one.
We're never adventuring without Quiverwing again.
Ever. Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Well, I did have 2 weeks to think about the attack, so...
That is a 7 with bows, so that's a hit.
Okay.
And that is D12 plus D4.
8 will make no attempt to evade you, but continue moving into the room.
So that is 12.
Okay, and this is a piercing attack?
Yes.
The arrow flies and... whizzing through its open sort of arm, but then slodging in the armor on its chest. It shakes, but continues moving forward.
Mm. It's still angry!
Moving fully into the room.
And I will move to the side back, you know, same direction Quiverwing, so anybody behind me can hopefully be a target. And,
Who are the ribs?
Jesus! Wow, okay. I am worthy of being a target.
It was them!
Dane?
I will use the tactic, find weak spot.
Ooh.
Okay.
So I will make my attack at a bane. But if I do, it's considered armor piercing because I have found a weak spot to exploit.
Okay.
I missed because of the bane.
Okay. Will you fire the bow at... You do not
right through the
find
ribs.
Your mark. Right through the ribs.
Okay, and then I step back to let anyone else go.
All right, Dwarven Smith, show us your wares.
I just think this creature's not worthy of my strikes, but alas, I must go do what must be done. And I move forward, and I will strike him with my warhammer.
With all your vengeance. I see.
Vengeance, you have interrupted my day. And my skill is a 14, and I rolled 11, so I hit.
Okay.
To do 2d6 with the Warhammer, since I'm a completely average character, I have no bonuses to anything.
Hold on. You're fine. Continue.
Okay.
I just need to check something.
Oh, whoa. Well, I do 10 whole points. Ooh. Good roll.
Yeah.
Swinging.
Respectable.
Your Warhammer, right?
Yes.
Okay. You connect with a skeleton, striking it in the breastbone and feeling the actual impact go through and the chest cave in and the leather and all sort of fall as it collapses to the floor, landing and sliding sideways in parts.
I need a drink now. I'm spent.
Yeah, that only took 2 seconds.
Having dispensed.
So many jokes.
And there is a flurry of movement from the doorway now.
Is it the lich?
No.
Mm-hmm.
We're clattering up the stairs. You have a total of 5 more skeletons come raging and running up. Filling the space.
Jesus. It's Battle Lords all over again.
Where's the buffet?
I know, right?
So, you can. The ones in the front are just, you know, basically, it appears they spent most of their time just trying to dash to get up the stairs as quickly as possible.
So, great. So they dashed up coming to slay me. That's awesome. Okay.
Four of them are clad in leather, like the first two you saw. You saw that were destroyed, that you've killed. Who knows what the other guy you blew up down the stairs was? And the last two are wearing what appears to be chainmail.
Oh.
The two forefront guys are armed with, skeletons are armed with short swords and spread out in the room, moving towards the stairs, followed by two more skeletons who fall back once they emerge, who appear to be armed with crossbows. Those wearing the chainmail have long swords drawn and step up, following the first one. But it looks like they had to pretty much dash to get all the way up the stairs to get in here.
Well, that's so good for me.
That will be their action for at five. Since they're not attacking, Corinne will spend the willpower point to use musician to give. Let me make a roll. Oh boy, that just barely succeeded at that turn. Using musician in order to give her compatriot a boon on all their rolls until her next round.
Bravely ran away, away.
Watch, she's going to win initiative then.
Bravely, bravely run away.
Oh, all right.
Brains.
Brain.
Well. You now have a total of, well, six visible opponents, of which only four are probably within melee range.
Yeah.
So the two of them, they had the crossbows stepped back and did not leave very far from the stairs.
If I remember correctly, I was on the stairs, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Six visible opponents? I thought we killed two, so that, wait.
No, you did kill three.
Yeah, but some more came up.
Mm-hmm. There were nine total.
And they just ran up. They basically just rushed the stairs.
Gotcha.
So that was their entire action. They had to use most of their movement double to try and get up the stairs.
Look, so many bones. They all look alike.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask.
Yes, there are improvised weapons available.
Yeah, so is there like a vine or something I could swing on?
Some
Daryl Flynn this shit.
Gnar roots from the trees that are growing. And there's, of course, puddle because not all the water drained. And there was some ashes left from that fire that you could use as dust, a patch of dust.
And there are now bone shards as well.
And there's now bone shards. Now, just so you know, just so you have an idea of what these things can do, I will consider the stairwell if you can put as a crevice, sort of as far as something you can push them down in. So I'll give you that as well. So the gnarled roots, basically, you can roll to trip your opponent with. The puddle is the same thing, the tripping action that can knock your opponent prone, which will give you a boon to your attack or other people's attack to them. And as far as the path to the dirt, it's just like pocket sand kind of thing.
Pocket sand. Ain't got no eyes.
And as far as the crevice, it's a matter of, once again, it's another tripping thing where you have to try and shove or trip them into the back on the stair pit, you know. But probably not from the stair side, but from the other side, you know, is what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Those are your four improvised weapons available, weapons that are available in the room to use.
And don't forget that you have a boon on your tech.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a little foolhardy.
You?
Yeah.
Brains? Foolhardy?
Perish the thought.
He who knows no wrongs and can do nothing that will fail?
Don't go out of character.
He doesn't know the meaning of the word wrong. Or the word meaning. Yeah. Or the word word.
I was hoping I could like swing over the longsword guys and like land on one of the crossbow skeletons, but
are you on the upper?
I thought I was on the stairs, but I'm not.
You know what? I'm a generous and benevolent GM.
Yeah,
one filled with a great deal of love
for opportunities.
Wait a minute, he's pulling the book of scorn out. He's gonna.
And I think that I may find some kindness, even in this day.
Yeah, I think it'd be like the chandelier move or something.
Here's what the book has to say about leaping. As part of your movement, you can make a horizontal leap as long as half your movement rate with a successful acrobatics roll. If the distance is a quarter of your movement rate or less, you don't need to roll to leap it.
You know it.
I am going to that is the rules there. But I will also offer low branch as an option. Okay. So basically you can swing yourself from the branch to perform a melee attack.
That's what
you can
make
your normal move without triggering a free attacks. Your melee attack must be unarmed, but cannot be dodged or parried. If the attack fails, you fall to the ground and take bludgeoning damage.
Okay, so what do I roll under to hit for that?
I would just go with, you know, basically I would allow you to go. I mean, what does brawling use?
Oh, brawling. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I suck at that, but I have a boom, so I'll give it a shot.
So you're using the low branch?
Yep.
Okay, that is done for this game.
And you have a boon, remember?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Because I rolled double sevens and have a brawling of six. So.
Oh, wow.
You're right, that was foolhardy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was amazingly.
I was surprised. Were you surprised? I was surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the skeletons are surprised.
I do need some Errol Flynn music.
Taking 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
4 points.
Oh, that's a lot.
That could practically kill my character.
Yeah,
that was a daring do.
Ow, guys, that didn't work. Ow.
Just lay there and play dead.
And it'd probably be wise to make you'll need to make an acrobatics roll next turn as your action to get up or remain prone or try and tack on the ground.
So, Balor will say this as he falls. I could have done that much more gracefully. And he'll just...
Fall on your ass. That's all kind of says.
No!
Yes, but why would you want to?
That's true.
So we shall begin again with initiatives.
Yay!
Yay. Let's hope you don't go last, Nathan.
Balor.
Yes.
7.
Ah.
Dane. 5.
Ooh, there we go.
Respectable.
Quivering. 9.
You're in timeout.
1.
Ooh.
Yay. Oh, good.
One trade.
Siggy.
No.
2.
Oh. Good.
And for Corinne, 3.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
That's good. I want to trade with. Yeah. Can I trade with Corinne so that everybody can take advantage of her boon?
Go on. 6.
They all go before me. Yay!
Karen will be very happy. Karen. We'll switch initiatives for you with you so she goes after you.
Awesome.
For you, sir. So, at the top of the round, the man who's prone on the ground.
Yeah, so is that my whole action to get up?
Yeah, I believe that you need to make you need to use your action.
Okay.
Spin your action and make an acrobatics roll to get back up.
All right. Oop. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah, so I got a dragon.
Oh, goody, goody. So I will allow you to.
Fantastic.
It's a fantastic roll.
Yeah, it's my first dragon.
You are able to spring back on your feet.
Parkour.
Without using your action.
Oh, good.
Parkour.
So, but I'm at the. I was at the feet of the crossbow ones, right? That's who I was trying to hit.
That was your target, so yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try to whack one with the hammer.
All righty, then.
Whack it right off.
So good. So good that I have a boon on this because I rolled 2 and a 20. So
that could have gone terribly wrong for you.
Yeah, so, yes, it could have.
If you take the 20, you might learn something.
If you survive.
All right, so 11 points of damage with this my masterful hammer.
With a blow from I believe it was... I can't say Foehammer. It was something else. And now Malcolm has forgotten. I'm so terribly sorry.
Fiend Crusher.
With a swift blow from Fiend Crusher. The skeleton shatters before you. Crossbow and armor collapsing to the ground before at your feet.
Yeah, eat that.
The other one just sort of rattles as his empty dead eye, dead empty sockets turn toward you. And he's raising the crossbow.
That was almost as good as my blow.
All right. Next.
I will shoot an arrow at whichever one happens to be closest to our fallen friend here. So he killed the one that was...
Yes.
The other crossbow one, I guess.
Yes, he was purposely trying to get over to the crossbowman, so he has another crossbow, you know, crossbow skeleton next to him.
Well, I'll shoot at that one then.
Okay.
12, which, oh, he's under bow, so it's a success. Oh, actually, let me try with the boom, so I didn't count that. Nope, still under, nothing fancy though.
Okay. Roll damage.
Damage is D12. Oh, Jesus Christ. 5. Yeah.
He had nothing to do with that.
A 1 and a 4.
Wow. Oh, it could have been worse. Could have been a 1 and a 1.
True.
Okay.
We'll save that for next time.
And just lodges in his femur, but he does not seem to be deterred.
Look, Igor, that is angry.
The skull turned towards you as well as he aims his crossbow in your direction.
Fuck, 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 fuck.
And there's much rejoicing.
You gotta get those good skeleton noises that they have in that that skim rim game.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Not quite so loud.
Now we sound like fucking the cat from Mars.
Make this work. All right. So, quivering. What do you do now?
Are there any of them that are
magic?
Not within 2 meters of a friend?
Yes.
The other crossbow one.
There's, okay. Yes. If there's one of them that is not within, does that skeleton happen to be within 2 meters of a foe?
Not yet.
Mm.
No. But one thing you did notice is while the first initial group of warriors came up the stairs and the archers moved back, the guys with the chainmail sort of spread out from those groups. So they're sort of like isolated, trying to move around the flanks is what it looks like they're doing.
Okay. I'll take out one of the flanks then, if I can.
Okay.
All right. Full load again. Same. Same as before.
Give him the full load.
But give him the full load. Full load.
Full load. All the way down.
Glaze him with lightning.
Oh, I have boon. Okay. Yes, I made it. I did not get a demon.
You thought you had a demon.
Party thanks you.
Paler thanks you.
Okay. Do they choose to dodge?
No, I'm guessing. Are they self-aware? I'm
guessing not.
Wait.
I don't know. Okay.
I mean, I did make them angry, so they might have had other things on their mind.
Yes. He will attempt to dodge and succeed. He definitely dodges, and the lightning bolt.
Whoa!
Strikes the wall.
Damn.
Uh-oh. Are they supposed to do that?
Apparently.
On the other hand, that means he can't shoot at me, I hope.
Well, that wasn't him that was dodging. He fired it. He fired at one of the guys in chainmail.
Welcome, listener, to Of Dice and Them.
I've been waiting for you, adventurers!
A TTRPG actual play podcast full of hijinks and too many in-jokes.
Do you have any cards I could keep close to my chest?
New episodes released on the first Monday of every month.
How hot is this ghost?
Can't wait for the next episode?
I want to chomp on it and not let go.
Follow Of Dice and Them on Twitter and Instagram.
Ah, yes. No, good idea, that, yes.
Download now, wherever pods are cast.
Do you go closer?
Of Dice and Them.
Yep.
No.
No. Yeah, heedlessly.
Absolutely not.
Dane?
So there are skeletons advancing up the stairs now?
Yeah, well, at least one of the skeletons in chainmail has moved to the side of the wall to try and advance up the stairs. The other one's just moving around the side of the room. There's a group of, I believe, three that remain. There's three warriors. Yeah, three guys who have the short swords who are moving to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And the archers had been in the back, but one has been hit and another one is destroyed. So.
Could I scoop up the ashes from the campfire and use that to throw at some of them?
Yes. So you could probably throw it at an enemy that's within 10 meters of you.
Okay, I will do that. Is that the same thing as a thing of dirt? Patch of dirt?
Yeah, same as patch of dirt.
Okay, so throw dirt in the eyes of an enemy within 10 meters. The enemy suffers D6 damage. Armor has no effect and gets a bane on all actions for the rest of the combat.
Yeah.
It has no eyes.
I have questions.
It fills the sockets.
It literally has no eyes.
It has no physical eyes.
10 meters? You're throwing dirt 30 feet?
I know. It's incredible, isn't it?
I form it into a disc.
Is this kinetic? Is this kinetic sand?
I don't know. All I know is physics is working in a weird way in Dragon Bane, and I think we should just go with it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do that on one within 10 meters. So is one threatening, the one that is closest to threatening my compatriots?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. 3 points of damage.
He too will dodge.
Why are you not throwing at the guy with the crossbow?
Because he's too far.
Damn it.
They did not, the crossbow guys are the ones who did not advance.
Yeah.
All right.
I have no need to.
All right.
But that used up another guy's dodge.
Yep. It's their turn.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, the crossbowman who was shot by Ziggy chooses to return the favor and fire back.
Yeep.
The crossbow flies from the weapon, ding, the twang, and shoots straight towards the tree that's about a meter away from you. Its skeletal jaw drops slightly open.
Ooh.
In dismay.
I'll take her out to eat my pants.
That dodged the lightning bolt moves swiftly, moves first towards Balor, and he will attack Balor.
You're not worthy of touching me. Stay away.
You did see him previously.
My skin is too precious.
He dodged the lightning bolt and then advanced on Balor.
Why do I have the hero skeleton coming after me? Because I'm the best.
You are the best.
Yeah, allegedly. I do have leather armor.
He has chain.
I know.
If that makes a difference, not really. He will hit.
Oh.
With his longsword.
Oh, jeez. This isn't going to be good.
Ouchie.
Doing 10 points of damage.
Ouch.
Well, fortunately, I have 11 points.
It's somehow you think its spectral grin seems to get bigger as your lifeblood goes flying across the tower from his longsword, splashing against the wall.
Oh, what an inglorious attack you've put upon me.
Baylor bleeds better than anyone.
The other chainmail skeleton. Yes.
My blood will wash these walls in a beautiful ruby glaze. This is horrible. What am I saying? This sucks.
The other chainmail skeletons that had dodged Dane's was it arrow?
Ashes.
Your ashes quickly advances up the stairs.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know who is.
My evade's only
I'm
4.
I'm not sure who was at the bottom of the pile.
Was it Brains?
I think
Brains on the floor.
Brains jumped down. I guess it could be Corinne, but I'm not sure if you want her to abandon that. Well, because I don't know who. I think Ziggy was at the top of it.
I was beside Quivering at the bottom, so
yeah,
he went...
Yeah, on the ground floor, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he went one way, and I went back.
But you're still near the stairs at the bottom, or towards the...
I should be at the bottom of the stairs.
I think he'll go...
Yeah,
I think he'll go for you and Quivering, then.
Wait, did I say that I'm far... Far, far away from the metro.
Too late!
Question. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't had my move, can I take it to step in front of a friend?
Sure.
So...
You could.
Siggy's unarmed.
It won't work like defensive, any. No. But oh, just, okay. You're just making yourself... You're just putting yourself in...
But Siggy's unarmored, right?
I have leather armor.
Oh, okay, then you're fine.
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Gives you a point. Right?
So, we'll see Quivering that. And Ziggy, okay. So, he advances on the stairs and attacks. And will hit with lightning speed, striking both Ziggy and Quivering.
Jeez.
Wow. I already had my action this round, so I can't dodge.
Same.
But I do have leather armor.
You know aliens, APCs?
Yes. So, Siggy, you will take 8 points of damage.
Ow!
Oh.
Quivering. You will take 12.
Oh! Oh. No.
Tis but a scratch.
No, he's down.
No, I have a 15. She's down. I have 15 hit points.
Wow. More than me.
Jeez.
Good.
God damn, that's a lot. Good for you.
Tough little bugger.
Oh, hold on. I get to take one off, right? Because of the leather, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. That matters.
I have two whole
hit points left.
It matters.
It does. Run away. Run away.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I'll just cover that in description. All right. And I think that... Oh, the warriors.
Yep. They are all wet.
They all wet. Okay.
Oh!
So we the initiative.
No, we have...
Corinne still.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, that's right.
Because she got to the switch initiatives.
Balor, have you gone?
Yeah, I went. No, I haven't gone. Shit, that's right.
No, I'm you're screwing seven. Myself. I was like, there's six.
I am going. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding all over the goddamn place.
He's peeing all over himself. You could have used the dodge.
You just didn't.
I have a four.
Oh, yeah.
So I rolled the dice literally to soak the damage. And, oh, thank God. So I rolled a demon, but I also rolled a two. So demon's the bad one. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So what are we rolling for again? I'm confused now.
Attack. I'm attacking.
Okay. Okay.
Well, sorry. I am attacking with my Warhammer, and I hit.
All right. Two. I am not going to be able to do this one.
For Cole, great 5 points of damage. With the warhead. Damn it. That's not that good. But it is smashing.
So, you swing the warhammer, it strikes these things. You can tell just by the impact that you don't think much of it got through the chainmail. And sort of come to the things.
I think the blood made the handle slippery for me. I didn't get a good hold.
But you did strike him.
Starting to feel a little woozy.
I just need a snack.
Corinne, guess I'll keep singing this round.
Just keep swimming.
I will
just
change it to I don't know if I should continue the boon on you guys or the bane on them. She'll go with the boon on you guys. And she will succeed. So, new initiative.
Yes.
We currently have a number of party members have been grievously wounded by these armored knights. As far as improvised weapons, you still have the gnarled roots, the puddles, and the actual stairwell to toss them down.
How many bad guys are left?
I believe there is now four. An archer, two of the guys in chainmail, and one of the warrior guys who was hit before. He did not go down. Not looking great, but he didn't go down.
Yeah.
Okay. Balor. One. Dane. Three.
Did Corinne continued her thing?
Okay. Yeah, she just renewed it and still the same boon. Yeah. Quiverwing, 6. Sure. Brain, 2.
Excellent, excellent.
Siggy, 7. Corinne, 9. And our bad guys will go on 5.
5.
What you doing, Mr. Banefire?
All right. Balor will swing his mighty hammer at his foe. And I will hit with the 6. Let's see if I can do some good damage. 8 total.
8 total.
Come on, go down, you son of a gun.
He seems undeterred.
Ooh.
It is missing.
Well, you're taking on a bastard, huh?
Yeah, jeez. Well, so his chain's like 2, so I've given him...
Brain.
Yeah, it's under 10.
Ooh. So is
the crossbowman next to you has already fired at Siggy and has pulled out a dagger rather than reload.
A dagger? Do I have any compatriots close by?
No, because you swung from a branch to get to the far back of the room where they get the guys. Yeah.
I didn't think so, but I just want to make sure I had the layout of the situation right. So I'm going to... You know, get back down. This guy's right here. And I'm going to swing my special sparkly super hammer at it.
Boon crush, huh?
Yeah.
You have a boon.
I have a boon, but no. I'm rolling doubles a lot tonight. But I swing the miss, so I'm going to push it.
Okay, and what particular condition are you going to be grabbing on and give me an explanation of what and how that manifests?
Yeah, so I'm going to push it and say... I'm going to say I'm a little scared. Because everybody looks like they're bleeding all over the place, and I'm not feeling that great, and there's still a lot of these things up. All right, so one more shot of this. And I get it. I got a 6.
And okay.
Yeah. So it's 2d6 plus d4, my strength. And I rolled shitty. It's like almost as low as I could roll. So I got a 4. 4 points.
Okay.
Evade.
Yeah, I can't now.
But you hit it.
Yeah, well, I did. Yeah.
It has been hit. It is not down, but it is not completely. I mean, I guess I wouldn't call a skeleton ever healthy. But it staggers a bit from your strike, but does not go down.
Looks like he's been intermittent fasting.
Jeez. All right.
No, come on. That was top tier stuff.
All right, there is one skeleton rushing up the stairs directly towards the party there, yeah?
It was. I mean, it is rushing towards the stairs. The thing is, he has Quivering and Siggy before him, and the problem in the process is in front of him. They're at the bottom of the stairs, so he's rushing towards the stairs, and those two people are still up.
Okay.
And like you said, you could move down to join them to have 3-on-1.
Well, I mean, I have a bow, so...
Oh, but yeah.
I was wondering if I could use the crevasse to knock, you know, to trip him off the stairs. But if he's not on the stairs,
no, he's not.
But there are roots. Yes, is that what the other?
There are gnarled roots.
Okay.
But thing is, that's a roll to trip, and I don't know.
So that is.
I'm just thinking of melee of ranged weapons trying to trip someone.
What I was thinking is like shooting one of my wooden arrows into the legs to see if it, you know, could get tripped up on that, even if it, you know.
Okay.
Would that be applicable? I mean, you know, not trying to do damage, but to try to get it in there to trip it up.
Yeah, sure. We'll do that combo.
Then that is what I will do. And so it's my weapon skill versus their evade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I am at a boon.
Wow, okay, that's a demon, and I miss on both.
Do you want to push?
Get pissed, man. Get pissed.
I'm going to push it.
What condition will you be inflicting upon yourself and the world? An absent-minded, dangerous professor.
Disheartened.
Groin pull.
Disheartened. Now, I only get to reroll one die, right? With that? Or both?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
You missed.
So I rolled the first time a 20 and a 17, and this time I rolled an 18.
It was not meant to be.
I am definitely disheartened.
Yes.
You are definitely disheartened.
You're going to have your heart removed, apparently.
Okay, I guess it's their turn.
Oh, fuck. There's nobody has four?
Nobody has four. So, the archer will attempt to stab Brain with his dagger.
No! Tell him no. I tell him, use your words.
Well, he's got no tongue.
Use your words.
he might have used his words because he just rolled a demon, so let me see what that does in the
Excellent. I was thinking these skeletons may just be trying to free us. Free our skeletons from our skin. Yes.
He will save you from those mostly bags of water that cover you.
Are they all human skeletons?
My brothers.
Yes, they all appear to be human skeletons.
Gross.
Okay.
So, swinging his dagger at you with vicious intent, it flies from his bony fingers, going about approximately 4 meters away, clattering on the floor. Once again, he seems a bit... Yet again, surprised as his jaw drops even more, but the further open.
Well, he's got no eyes, so the depth perception's very off.
I kind of flourish with my arms and say, "Oh, butterfingers."
Is that vicious mockery?
It was nice mockery.
All right. Okay.
They're in a weird set of circumstances. It actually is covered with butter. No one knows why.
One with a short sword will, and I guess I think will
kill the dwarf.
He will move towards the stairs as well to try and gain that. So he'll swing at the mallard quivering.
Hey.
Jesus. I mean, no.
He had nothing to do with it.
No, he didn't.
Is it another bane?
But it's literally another freaking goddamn
demon.
Demon.
Yes!
I'm glad to see I'm not the only one with the bad rolls tonight. Yeah.
Go ahead and roll again. It's fine.
So that skeleton's going to take a condition of angry.
Hey, he might learn something. He has a chance of learning. He could learn something.
So, you know, he stabs with his short sword, missing you, but lodging it deep into the wood. He seems to struggle as apparently the short sword has gotten stuck. Okay. The warrior in the chainmail with the long sword, though.
The lawyer.
The warrior.
This is why he hates him so much.
In the chainmail.
Objection!
I am but a simple skeleton lawyer.
I subpoena your blood.
He will once again, at the bottom of the stairs, attempt to hit, basically strike at quivering and Siggy.
You know why skeletons lawyers suck? Because they can't get a body of evidence.
Muting here.
Can't do any conditions. Can't do a push. So he swings with lightning speed, but swishes and misses both of you with his longsword.
Oh, wow.
Yes, good.
You suck.
Of course, the one on the bleeding out Balor.
Oh, don't say bleeding out. I'm bleeding in. It's a new thing. I play dead.
Okay, yes. He stabs at your body. But misses, apparently. God!
Oh, it's working. My acting is superior. I've shunned you.
Just shut up. Okay. Quivering.
So, is there a target? I mean, this guy's like...
two target. Because another guy moved up beside him.
Okay.
So now you have two that are close together. You have the guy with the chainmail, the long sword, and one of the other warriors who's dressed in leather armor with a short sword.
Pouring it all in. I'm going to need to have a little midday nap. just everybody's aware. Mm.
Right. I think some people, that means your healing's going to have to wait.
Definitely going to need a nap.
A little nappy poo.
Yeah, I just saw Boone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Ooh. So I rolled a 15 and a 1. So what does that do for me as far as this? So does it, I think the first time we did this, it was double damage, right?
There are a number of options you can do as far as that, though, just so you know. Roll the double amount of dice for the weapon's damage.
Uh-huh.
Or you can immediately perform a second attack against another enemy.
Ooh.
And the additional attack is a free action. Or you can say armor has no effect against your attack as it finds a gap or a weak spot.
Is he getting... I mean, his chainmail shouldn't be protecting him against lightning, is it?
Question. Didn't one of the things, Lore's Lad, that you don't have to spend your points for the attack?
I believe so for magic, yes.
Yeah.
For magic, I believe that is true.
Mm.
Because you did that once before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I'm sufficiently concerned now about it that I will spend... Hold on, let's say 1, 2...
However, if you can take two of them out at once...
Mm. Yeah, I will take two of them out with one.
Okay, so you're going to
there you go.
Immediately I'm going to double damage.
Okay, double damage. All right.
Well, actually, does it have to be a magic attack? I guess would be the question. No. My second attack could be any attack I want it to be.
Yeah, the additional attack is a free action. Doesn't say it has to be magical.
Okay, all right. Is there somebody within reasonable melee range for somebody who hasn't moved?
Yeah, because he said there's the warrior who's got the long sword, and there's a warrior with a short sword.
Yeah.
20 points of damage to the warrior in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Dane, did you hit the chainmail guy coming from the stairs, or did you miss him?
Did I hit no one.
Okay, then he doesn't have any damage on him. Okay, and you did 20 points of damage?
20 points of damage, and then 10 points of damage to the other one.
Okay. Lightning bolt strikes and ripples across its body. I will double check to say I don't believe that there's any special bypass armor regardless of what its make is.
I think what I read with lightning was that it was
just lightning flash and think lightning bolt effect. Might.
Metal armor has no effect.
Yep, metal armor has no effect.
Okay.
Yeah, so it ripples through as the lightning flashes through his body across the arm and into, you can see sparks coming out of every sort of like the arms and the eye sockets and the mouth. And he is definitely steaming, but he does not go down as he sways, smoking and charred. The other one explodes.
Wow.
He's just like,
okay.
I'm definitely getting like a Tim the Enchanter vibe here.
Yes.
All right, I'm burning my last 3 willpower on getting angry, you fuckers.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk over and I'm going to hit the last guy with a 2. I'm going to hit the last guy with my staff.
Let me just go back again. So cast your lightning bolt. It hit 20 points to the first one. It jumped to the next one and did that. Yeah. Destroyed him. The first one that you hit with the lightning bolt, you're going back and hitting him again with a melee with your staff. Is that what you're doing?
Well, unless he's gone. I mean,
he's not gone. He is charred there, sweating.
Oh, I guess I get the second one.
The second one is disintegrated. You basically get chainmail. Boom.
But I get I get 2 more attack rolls, right? Because 2, a 7, and a 6. Okay. Because I get her boon, plus I just gave myself a boon for being angry, ill-tempered.
Okay, yes, that's correct.
So they stack, right? It's just 3, not 4. Okay.
Yeah.
So I hit him, and the guy who I did 20 points to but is still up, I'm going to whack him with my staff.
Okay. I'm going to... Oh, God, do I have the points?
He can't dodge, I don't think, because he already took 2 attacks, right?
Oh, I have
ability. He's a monster?
No. I mean, some call skeletons monsters, but they're not. Just some of them have certain abilities.
We like to call ourselves unfleshed.
Yeah, they're misunderstood, really.
We call ourselves flesh-free. The flesh-free, and he will attempt to evade and fail by 1.
Okay.
He takes 6 points of damage. 6 additional points of damage. And I guess if he has chainmail, that this would matter to him. Or,
yes.
I
don't, yeah. So you whack him good. He sways. Raising his longsword. He remains.
Okay.
That's not good.
Undeterred. Well, charred, burnt, beaten. But some unworldly power keeps him moving.
Ooh.
Right. Ziggy.
So I have very little but my bow. So I will shoot the closest available one with the bow.
Closest available one would be the...
The one he just hit with the...
The smoking one. He's yes. Literally, it's smoking. Skeleton that's charred.
Smoke out of the eye sockets.
Charred bone. Charred bone and chainmail.
There's some sand in those eye sockets.
We still have one boon, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, an 8 and a 3, so it's a hit.
Okay. I don't have the... Yeah, I can't spend any more to do that. To avoid you.
So, d12 and d4. 9, 10, 11, 12 again.
Points of damage?
Yes.
Yes, you... It's... He smashes and crumbles to both charred bone and a heap of chainmail and swords and so forth, clattered to the ground.
Oh, thank God.
His large shield that he had in his back, which he never pulled, but yeah. So, that leaves but one chainmail warrior who is standing over...
You should surrender.
Standing very next to Balor.
Mm. I'll give you a job.
Trying to look like he didn't hit him, like just hiding the sword behind his back. Like,
no,
it's kind of... Corrin still goes.
Yeah.
Yes. Corrin still goes. Shut up. I will... Corrin will...
Faint.
Sing a song of sixpence?
I've been singing.
Do a dance?
And I do have a very good evade, but no one's attacking me right now. So let's see if I can... God, I'm so bad at so many things that are... Oh, no. I think I'll continue singing.
Okay.
Thanks.
It's been useful.
It's nice to have a theme music, I guess.
Oh, good. I did make my roll just by one, barely. All right. Who'll falter there? I think it's a smell of bone burning in my nostrils. We don't have that in Saddlewood.
I have one willpower left.
All right. And that is where that initiative ends for that round.
It doesn't actually say, but does ill temper only last for one round? I burn 3 willpower to get a boon.
Yeah.
But it's only for that one attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's how it works. It does not have a longer duration than that. I can take a quick look at the melody to be certain.
Yeah, I'm reading it. It doesn't say one way or the other.
Yeah. All right.
But it does say you get a boon to the roll, so it sounds singular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in our first combat, every time I chose something to push a roll, it only improved that one roll. Yeah.
And the good thing is, because you are spending it to become angry, it immediately disappears. You don't have to spend time resting to remove that condition, like everyone else does.
I've got plenty of reasons to rest.
You can quickly cool down. And like, yeah, that's what,
at least 12.
Yeah.
Balor. 3?
11. Oh, I only took 11 points of damage. Because I'm wearing leather.
Oh, right.
So,
yes. Yeah, Dane. Right. 7.
Good.
Quivering. 6.
6.
Brain. 8.
8? That's unfair.
Siggy.
Unfair.
9.
Oh, that's very unfair.
Brain can't even count 8.
Corrin. 5.
Oh, wow. He's definitely going to go before us. The bad guys are going to go before. No one.
10.
Oh,
10.
There was only one option for that.
So does anyone does anyone want to trade with me?
I'll trade with Corrin at 9. Yes.
Okay. Corrin will trade with you. Okay.
What's Corrin's?
She was a 9.
She was a five. Sorry.
Yeah, I was in it.
Okay. Yeah, she was a five.
You know, this has been fun, but I think it's time for you to go away now. I will turn you to dust.
Okay.
And forge your armor into a rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two dragons on both my rolls.
What? Double
no
one?
Shit.
Nice. Yep.
But you only get the effect of one of them. So it's, I think the abilities are call a neighbor. Start bleeding like a bitch on the floor and hit your opponent. So yeah, you can do double damage, which you roll the double amount of dice, or you can do an immediate another second attack against another enemy. So you can't do
attack. No, I'll do double damage.
Okay,
let me get four dice instead of two.
Wait.
Sorry, go ahead.
Or you can attack and say his armor has no effect against your attack.
Mm.
I mean, this is he has chainmail.
Yeah, it's two, right?
No.
Okay, I'll do the attack with no armor. We'll try that. See what it does. I'm glad I did that. Five.
Okay.
Maybe it has seven protective value.
Just so you know, that, no, chain, just so you guys will know, has a protective value of four.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad I did that.
Okay. Siggy. On fives.
Holy shit, we're at five already?
Yeah. There's nothing we have to do. Yeah, no numbers between.
Everybody rolled shitty. Okay. So I will take a shot at the last guy then.
Okay.
Six into 16, 19 rather. So I'll take that six, thank God.
Okay, he will try to evade.
Oh, thank God, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I need to try and survive. I have my job to do. A dragon. Nice. So he will evade your attack.
Why are these things made of bones?
They are skeletons.
Who's next on the hit parade?
Me.
That's you, Quivering.
I thought I was six.
Oh. Dutry is seven, I thought.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's fine.
That's what I have laid out. Laid out according to what you guys are on screen.
So I will whack him with my staff.
Whack him
I still
off.
Have a boon, too.
Whack
I?
Him off.
Yes.
Whack
him off. And I will hit. I will hit, and I will hit.
He'll just take that.
Eight. 8 points of damage.
Nice.
It is bludgeoning.
He takes your hit.
What does toppling mean? On the character, or so I wrote it down for the weapon. It could also do toppling.
Get a boon so toppling
is a feature that you can use to knock a opponent down. So a lot of, like, for instance, these improvised weapons allow you to do a topple thing. You can just do it anywhere and try and basically just do a contest between your weapon skill and their evade to knock your opponent down to make him prone, which will be an advantage to other attackers. So, like, for instance, if you happen to go first and you use your weapon just not to do any damage, but just to topple him, it'll give, like, a boon to other people trying to attack this prone to target.
Interesting.
If you have the toppling feature, then you give a boon to do the topple also. Yeah.
So you would have, like, in this case, if you tried to topple him with your staff, you would have had two boons. The one from Corinne and the one from the actual toppling weapon to try and knock him over in the contest.
So in the future, I'll just declare it before I roll.
That's correct.
Fine. Got it.
Okay, Dane.
I am going to use the armor piercing technique, so I will take a bane, but I have a boon, so it cancels out. And I use my bow and arrow. I rolled a 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, roll
so,
damage.
Yes, that.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, and it is no armor.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a d12 and a d4.
Because it's a metal-tipped arrow? Is that what the d4s were?
Well, that's because of my agility bonus damage.
Hmm.
Wow, max out. 16 points of damage.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Or 12, a 12 and a 4.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a piercing weapon, that's what you needed?
Oh.
I believe. Let me just... Yes. They don't...
Yeah, so your arrow goes between his, like, between a gap in his chainmail and strikes something inside, and he collapses. And that is all the opponents in the room.
Then I run up and start kicking their bones apart.
Okay.
I take a femur.
I run down to collect my arrows and look kind of scared.
I will take a round and recover some willpower so that I can treat wounds for somebody.
Okay. Is everyone okay? Can I help?
No.
I have my bandages out. Definitely not okay. I have my bandages out. I can help someone.
I broke my ass bone.
I will run up to make sure there's nothing else coming up the stairs.
Okay. It is a dark pit. Stairs leading down into darkness. For a quick rest that lasts a single round, you guys can get 1d6 willpower, but no hit points.
Mm-hmm.
For a stretch is what you'll need to actually heal.
I rolled a 6. I got it. It's what I needed.
Oh, okay. And a stretch would be like sitting around for 15 minutes to try to gather your strength and sort of check over things.
Okay. Do we want to sit around for 15 minutes or do we want
to stretch, you know?
Once we make sure there's nothing else that's going to come up these stairs, so I'm going to light a torch. And
I'd like to sit around for 15 hours, yes.
I'm going to search skeleton.
Let's go check the.
Hold on, brains. Check anything.
What?
Come here. Shake my hand.
I'll examine the skeletons while they're doing this.
We'll get to that. Well, you're examining the skeletons. Mm-hmm. Ziggy, you're looking down the dark stairwell.
Throwing a torch down.
Okay. And throwing a torch down, you do see, I mean, it is, unlike the rest of this tower, this appears to be a bit, I mean, like even the water, there's of course the water that was spilled when it opened, that's on the, some of the stairs are kind of wet, but apparently there appears to be some sort of drainage system to keep it mostly from being wet. There are wall sconces, and there is not like, you know, expected like cobwebs or something, but no, it looks relatively well maintained down here below. Compared to what you see up above.
Hmm. Skeletons have fine housekeeping skills.
That means there's a skeleton maid. Look
out. But the stairs do, of course, still follow the curve of the tower, so it's not, there's no direct view. You'd have to go a little further down the stairs.
Unless you just, the healthiest among us maintain watch while the rest of us try and heal up a bit.
I'll maintain watch. Well, wait, I'm examining skeletons. I forgot.
I guess that's brains, as old Karin says.
Yeah, I'll keep watch.
I mean, he doesn't seem to be that bloody.
As he goes around, he's like, ooh, that's sharp.
Yes.
I've collected like a pile of bones and I've like buried a couple of them and chewing on one.
So if somebody is with the healing skill, is tending to you during a stretch rest, you get 2d6 instead of 1d6.
Oh, that's good.
I could use some healing.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm willing to dole out three treat wounds. Who's worse off?
The thing is, hold on the question. Yeah. Are you guys going to be remaining here for a stretch for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Is that agreed upon? You're going to be staying here for 15 minutes?
I already warned him that I needed to take a nap.
I guess this is the safest area.
Doesn't seem like a very defensible area.
I'm just asking a question.
Dane is saying this.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Is it a defensible area?
The tower has but two entrances. The one you came through to get into the building that can easily be, that can be watched. And of course, the stairwell where the skeletons came up.
It's not bad then.
Unless, of course, something flies and then it comes in from the roof and or climbs from tree to tree and then climbs down the tree towards you inside the tower. Or if you can walk through walls like some sort of ethereal ghost like you encountered in the last one.
I mean,
otherwise you're perfectly safe.
You're not safe anywhere.
I think the best option is the landing where the campfire was. It has a clear view to the bottom of the tower, so anything coming from below, we should be able to see it approach.
And it already has a trap in place too, doesn't it?
No.
Well, the trap has already been set up.
Yeah, we even took the bells.
And that's been determined that that was not probably set by those who had that. That probably is the bells that signaled the skeletons to come up.
Yes.
Which apparently the other people who use landing did not set off and didn't have to worry about skeletons.
Okay, well, once I'm done, you guys are all doing this bandaging and whatever.
So you have 15 minutes. You're going to do this. You're going to stay here for a stretch. Is that what I'm understanding? Is what I know.
Yep.
Know if I need to roll an encounter dice. Or not. I'm just, a stretch. Okay.
So. And I would appreciate it if you would tend to me, Dane.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Dane's forgotten who you are and is busy digging through bones.
I can also tend to you. I have healing.
Brains, you're hurt, right?
Me.
And Balor, you're hurt.
I hurt my butt.
Siggy, yes. Are you hurt?
Yes.
All right, I'm gonna Siggy first, because I like Siggy. You get 10 points.
Oh, thank you.
If you'd like, I could try and sing a healing song.
If you could sing a song to give me a boon on my roll, that'd be great.
Oh, God.
I will actually return the favor.
Brains.
How much willpower do
Brains, I have? You get 8 points.
Ooh.
And Baylor, I succeeded, and you get, sorry, man, 5 points.
Tim?
Oh,
that's she will say, I don't know if I don't know if you rolled the bane or not. I mean, the boon or not.
I didn't need it. I made all my rolls.
Okay, then we'll just skip her singing. She just sort of.
Okay.
Well, I want to return the favor to Quiverwing, so I could certainly use it.
Oh, fine. do well, don't be lazy.
Which is a good thing, because I needed it, because that
do
was...
Do better than you have it done before.
Because that was a demon and an eight, so I made it with the second one.
Okay.
What are you rolling?
Healing.
Healing.
Oh, so you're going to tend to me during the stretch rest, then. Okay.
And
that gives me 2d6 back. If you want to roll it, go ahead.
Dane was coming over with the bandages and just got... like distracted and just wandered off.
So, like a healing version of Dutch Rudder.
You're just gonna do. You're doing just a search. Like a. Are you looking for something specific among the bones?
Look inside them. Look, see if there's writings on them or etchings. Anything.
Why don't you give me a spot hidden roll?
All right.
So Tim, that was 9 points.
9 points. I'll take.
A 6. Yes, I succeeded.
Okay. You do for some of them. It's not easy for all of them because of the damage that they've taken. But after a while, looking at them, you realize, you can tell that apparently there is like some sort of runes that are etched on their sort of like sternum.
Oh, I'll copy them into my book.
Okay, it takes a while because you have to find all the different parts, and you're hoping that if you think they're all the same sort of inscription on them, you're looking at multiple pieces because they were so badly damaged in some cases. But yeah. The leather armor and the other daggers and so forth are not in the best conditions. The chainmail, though, the two chainmailed warriors, well, one you think could be salvageable, as well as the longsword. You'd probably need to ask Balor about the other.
I'll call Balor over once this is done, I'll just remove it and bring it over to Balor.
Okay,
that'll work too.
That's not too hard because today it just falls out of there, kind of.
And she's shaking it out.
All right, so he gave me my 9, but I also get a d6 of willpower back during a stretch. I rolled a 1.
Such a wondrous time.
All right, guys, if I'm going to be able to help you, I really need to take a night's sleep. Sorry.
Well, we should all probably rest.
Well, wouldn't that invite more people who we don't want here against us? I'm just saying. But if we need him at full power, I suggest we rest. I don't want to have another encounter like that without him.
I would agree.
Let's do what we can to barricade the entrances. And
I'm already asleep.
Well, Balor,
look.
Can you barricade the entrances? You're so good at that. I would only get in the way.
Of course. I am very good at that.
And if she doesn't like it, she will be talking to your manager.
I'll just do it.
Nope. Brains, I need that bone back. I've not done copying it. I need that bone back.
This is like your own bone.
I'm trying to pull it out of his mouth.
Well,
you would have it back when I'm done.
William. So, Malcolm, anything I need to roll for the armor and the sword, or just you know, see my skills?
You are a master blacksmith, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you need it. And that's your heroic ability. So, I don't really know if you need to. I don't really know if you need to make a roll for just assessing.
But I made it anyway.
I'm going to assume that you did, you have that ability. Yeah.
I do. Crafting.
Okay. Yeah. The sword and the chainmail. The chainmail that was damaged by the lightning bolt. Mm-hmm. And that will need some work before it's viable. It will just have to be, you'll have to get some work on that one. Mm-hmm. The other one should be good. Now, just so you know, just for your character's effect with that skill, in one stretch, like a 15-minute thing, you can sharpen the bladed or pointed weapon at a cost of 3 willpower points. And basically, against that sharpened weapon, an armor rating counts one step lower. The effect wears off after one combat encounter where the weapon is used in an attack or parry. So that means, like, you know, if you are doing an overnight thing and you spend a good portion, like you spend so many, like, you know, like 2 hours of your time as far as that, sharpening people's weapons, they will basically be able to attack with a bonus against
armor. I'll do that.
I mean,
anybody's going to use this sword too, right?
Yeah, you can do it on this sword too if you'd like.
Is anybody going to use the sword?
That's the thing. I don't know if anyone is. I don't know who would use the sword.
Yeah, not so much.
How much damage does it do? 2 dice?
In the hands of its previous. Let me just look. A long sword.
I don't even know if I could wield a long sword, so it's no good to me.
I can, just not well.
I've read a book on it.
I'll sharpen my hammer.
It normally does 2 die 8.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
No. Believe me. But it was working very well when I was hitting.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't. I can't wield it though, can I? Because I'm a dwarf.
This is a fantasy sense. World.
Yeah, you can wield it still.
Yes, you can wield it. You have the sword skill?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you can wield it.
Yeah, your base level in the sword.
Fuck it. I'll fucking sharpen it then. If anybody else has another weapon, I'll sharpen this one and I'll carry it.
Please do not sharpen my staff.
Yeah, you can't sharpen that. It's like slashing it.
I will sharpen the sword.
Can you sharpen arrowheads?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good.
But you can only sharpen one particular set of weapons during that period, I believe. That's correct.
Yeah, I have to look up a long sword. All right.
Did you say there's some daggers about too?
Yeah, the crossbowmen had daggers. And then the other warriors had short swords.
Are those any good, or are they all shite?
They're pretty shit. The only ones that really had decent weapons were... The crossbows, though, are good condition. Are not good. In fair condition. Like, they're usable. Like, they obviously were at least basically maintained. Crossbows. But not, you know, they wouldn't, you know, win any contest. You might not get... You may get half price for them.
Okay.
Take them. We'll record them down and get some money.
We've got a donkey to fix them too.
No, we left the donkey.
Oh, we did leave the donkey.
Yeah, we did. We did. We left our donkey.
Who knew? Who will save the donkey?
The scourge of the lakeside.
It's probably harassing the pack of wolves right now, stalking them.
Like, this might be a good time to stop and roll our advances as you guys sort of settle down and set up to your shift to protect one another and get unsettled. So let's go.
Thank you, Malcolm.
Take care. I tried to kill you.
Good job.
You almost woke up. Happy to do it again.
Try harder.
And today I'd like to thank most our Malcolm's dice for being really, really shitty.
I'm like, I'll use definitely the, you know, they sucked.
We're going to give it another go. A bit more zing. Yeah. Ready? Wait till I get through the whole thing. Hello with a billowing hilltop.
Hello.
Oh, dear. Waiting to get through the whole thing. I thought
that was the whole thing.
The whole thing is hello, we're the Billowing Hilltop. Okay. That's the whole thing.
Yeah? Okay. That was right.
That pretty much sums up the show. But if you want to find out any more, you can visit us at www.billowinghilltop.com. Is it com? Does anybody know?
.org.
Is it?
It's .com.
What do we do? What do we play?
There's monsters.
Does anybody remember?
Walking around.
I don't know.
And, yeah.
And we will be delighted if you to join us around our table as we play Dungeon. Is it 5th edition? Hello?
Yeah, we think so. Yeah.
Yes.
We play Dungeons and Dragons.
Sorry, that was me.
What was that noise in the background? There will be noises in the background as we play Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition through the classic Paizo adventure path, The Age of Worms. You can expect this.
No!
Quite a bit of this.
I'm completely lost.
This. Blah. This.
I've got a bugbear in my underpants.
And one of these.
Oh dear.
We're on Apple Podcasts and we're on Spotify and we're on TuneIn and you can find us on Twitter and you can find us on Facebook. And we hope you join us. Thanks very much.
There's no cock like horse cock.
We're rolling. All right. Hello and welcome.
I just want to say that I didn't specify what kind of cock you was sucking. He just specified horse cock himself.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. For our viewers, I mean, we had a detailed discussion.
There is nothing visual at all.
No, there's a lot of visual. It's horrible, horrible.
Sucks nothing. Guys, you gotta, llama
cameras
cock.
Getting covered.
You have to make it harder on the sensors. You got to bring up horse cock at the 5-minute mark.
Yeah.
Not 5 seconds in.
Yeah. If you're going to do anything, do it 100%. Don't be a fucking quitter is all I'm going
to
say.
We're just trying to make sure that we don't get monetized, because if you say talk about horse cock and llama cock in the first.
Yeah, because we're making
what if
all
we get
that
sponsored by a horse farm.
Yeah.
A horse brothel.
A combination horse and rooster farm.
A stud stable. Which is actually the name of Nathan's OnlyFans page. But yeah.
Is that Tony I hear howling in the background?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Who's named Tony Kubo?
That bitch.
So anyway.
If you'd like, I'll go kill him. Hold on a second.
No,
go
kill him. Old Yeller moment. Kill the dog.
No, not Old Yeller.
This is the point where we see Tim in the background fighting a man in a bad werewolf costume.
That's right. That would be.
I hated Werewolves of London. Fuck you.
That would be so fucking funny. Just like randomly.
Pulls the mask off and it's Tony Kubo.
If we ever get a couple of sponsors, we got to just pull stupid fucking gags like that all day.
That would be great.
Whatever happened to Matt? No. In quest of Matt.
Sadly, it's.
Oh,
well done. God, well done, especially with the merch on, too.
That's great.
I forgot to wear my merch. Yeah.
Oh, look Jesus at that Christ.
That's good. That's much better than
Bye.
The best wrangle we have.
Give me a kiss after licking your butt and your nuts.
No, he's been screaming.
Just to give you an idea how much I've been drinking, I'm looking at the screen and I'm like, Jesus, I thought we had one more good person. I'm the one who's fucking missing off the screen.
Alrighty.
Rum. Okay, go on, Nathan.
Really sucked.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we attribute tonight's win to.
I was up so bad. I was looking for a Chinese restaurant.
I decided to go with like the all the dice are the same color. I'm not sure which set it was that failed me. I got two of the like the dragon bane dice, so I know those in there. And then I have another. I'm just like, fucker.
So we got to do skills.
Yes, we're going to do advancements, which is our
questions. Yeah,
39. Let's do that, and then I got to take off.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, so
yeah, I also have to take off.
We have to go down the list.
Did you participate in the game session?
Yes. Yeah, all right.
Did you explore a new location? Not really.
No.
We sort of did. We looked down a hole.
No. That's just
no. Okay.
Did you defeat one or more dangerous enemies?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
No.
No. I didn't. Did you give in to your weakness?
Option yes. Yes. I slept. I'm sleeping so under the sky.
I was fucking.
Yeah, I don't really boast so much this time around. So I'm going to say nay.
It's hard to boast. Fall on your ass on the.
I totally boast using you as a boasting.
I did forget to. I did forget to use the bandages. So
yeah.
And that swords were sharp.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
So Tyr, do you want to go first?
Oh, well, that was more a comment.
Does rolling a dragon get you anything?
Dragon or a demon gets you.
Yeah. Dragon, demon, also okay. From that particular skill that you failed.
All right.
Yeah.
Do y'all mind if I go first?
No, sure. You need to head out. Let's go ahead and get you taken care of right now.
All right. I am going to do one for Bushcraft. I have a 12 and a roll of 16. So that counts. Mm. Goes up to 13. I am going to use one for evade. I have a 15. I rolled a 1. That doesn't do anything. I am going to use one for bluffing. I have a 12. I rolled a 3. So, okay, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Tyr.
All right, I'm going to go next.
Swimming.
I'm going to do swimming, bartering, and bushcraft. In addition to animism. Swimming, I have at 6. I rolled an 18, so I'm doing that one. That one's now a 7.
Nice.
It occurred to me as I was looking at my character sheet, I'm a duck and I don't really know how to swim.
Well, that's pretty funny.
But you
get a boon
to it. Bartering. Yeah, bartering, I have at 5. I rolled an 8, so now that's a 6. And bushcraft, I had a 12, and I rolled at 13. Look at that. So now that's at 13. And animism, I don't think I'm going to win, but that's a 17. And I rolled...
You muted yourself.
14. I rolled a 14. So I did not advance animism.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
All right. Sean.
Can you put the link somewhere so that I can...
Ooh, yeah. I should make thanks. That.
Let me save this real quick.
Well, Sean goes off.
So I got a question. Since I rolled a double dragons on, do I get 2?
No, points? Only 1.
Ah, sorry. I got 4. So I'm going to roll for evade, which is a 4. And God damn, I rolled a 3. I cannot raise my evade. Every time I try and raise my evade, fail. All right. Well, let's see. The next will be. Fuck. Is how fucked I am. That's what the next will be. Then the next will be I'm going to raise my sleight of hand, which is 10, try and get it up. And I rolled a fucking 9.
It's almost like all watching right, your
2 mid-tank. More. I'm going to try and raise my. I don't know. Right? I'm going to raise bartering. It's at a 3. Maybe I can get it up 1. And I rolled a 1. And one last one.
Wow.
This is every time, man. I usually only get 1. I got one more. Let me just get my head together here.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Myths and legends. I have a 6. Why not? What the fuck? Let's see if I can roll 7 or above. And I roll 10. Okay. So the stupid thing, it goes up to 7. So I just can't care about anything I'm rolling about, and I'll do fine. All right, there. That's more than adequate. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. I will go, so I will start with bows, which I have a 16. And that's a 17.
Okay.
Jesus. Okay. That was the one I was not expecting to get. Next is hammers, which is a 6. Rolled a 4. Okay. Next is evade, which is an 11. I rolled a 14. Excellent.
Nice.
And for healing for the demon I got there.
Excuse me.
So healing is 12.
Healing will not be going up. That was an 8.
All right.
Let me.
Are we going to stop recording? So let's say good night to everybody.
Yeah. Well,
that's right, Nathan. Yeah. You got to roll. Sorry.
Yeah. Geez. Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah, he's going to.
Malcolm should roll for Corinne too. So
who was seriously fucking helpful.
I will do that later.
All right. So acrobatics because of my dragon. I rolled 16. I have a 15, so I do go up to 16 in acrobatics. That's awesome. Sneaking, I've got a 15. I'm going to roll a dice, and I rolled a 16 again. I'm rolling doubles.
I keep forgetting that he's actually our thief. I think it's your actions and your terrible parkour.
Yes.
And parkour, hammers, parkour. I have a 7. And rolled 11.
He just runs straight into a wall, passes out.
All right, so I'm 3 for 3 tonight.
Jeez.
So yeah, let's sign off.
Have a good night, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
Good night. Thanks for watching.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Bye. Subos love you.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCube. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCube, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.